We're going to go straight into our interview with the doctor, Dr. Nipun Merchant. Doctor, are you on the air with me?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, Dr. Merchant, you're joining the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center as the Chief Surgical Officer and Director of Surgical Oncology Research. Wow, that's a mouthful, but it sounds like a big responsibility.
Well, when great things are happening, you know, we need to keep moving forward with it.
Oh, God, I love your energy. Well, tell me a little bit about what's going on there, because I go to the Sylvester, but I go there for pain management with Dr. Patton. I go there for integrative medicine with Dr. Oh, God, that's because he's leaving. That's why I can't remember his name anymore. But anyway, Doctor, what's going on with the oncological surgical care, and what are some new trends you're dealing with over there? Dr. Ashwin-Mehta, I knew I'd figure it out.
Going on here, we have really, really enhanced our clinical capabilities. We've enhanced our research capabilities, and it's not two disparate entities. You know, we're combining how we take information from the patients and patients' tumors directly to the laboratory and study them and understand them better and figure out ways of bringing it directly back to the patients and back to the bedside in terms of creating more precise ways of treating people's cancers.
You know, I remember just a couple of years ago, I had some of the folks on from UHealth, and they were talking about they were going to create silver bullets, but they were having a problem because the cancer cells were morphing and they were evolving, and they weren't able to necessarily keep up. It sounds to me like you're getting a little bit of a better handle on that.
Well, we're starting to get a better handle on it. We're understanding what a lot of the key, what are called driver mutations in cancers are. These are mutations within the tumors that are specific initiators of the cancer and what continue to maintain the cancer to continue to grow. And when we can identify these, then we can target these, then it's much more effective therapy.
So your therapies are now able to target the tumor better? Are you taking it out of the person, or is it something sort of generic you're working with?
So there are several things we do. Once we take the tumors out of the person, then we can study an entire genome of mutations within these tumor specimens. And in this way, we can identify specific key driver mutations. The other thing we can also do is take these patients' tumors, and we actually can implant them right into mice. So now
Wow.
We can take one person's tumor, implant it into one mouse, and then as it grows, we take it out, we chop it up into multiple pieces, and we can implant it into multiple mice. And now we can treat these mice with various different therapies, so we know what therapies can be effective against that one person's particular tumor. And then we can
Wow.
take it back to the patient and treat that patient with that type of information.
I got to say, that sounds so logical and simple, but yet so elegantly complex. High five to you. That's great stuff.
It's very interesting stuff, and this is the way we're moving forward. And again, as we do these things and as we understand how these tumors behave better, then we can continue to enhance our therapies that are specific to individual patients instead of trying to treat every single person the same way, because all tumors
now,
are very different.
Now, you're a pancreatic cancer guy, and that's the one that scares everybody the most. What's happening with pancreatic cancer? And I got to just say it this way. Is there an early detection? Is that one of the blood tests you're giving now?
No, unfortunately, we still don't have a way to detect it early. And this is one of the major problems of pancreas cancer, is that by the time it's detected, it's already too advanced. In fact, only about 15 to 20% of people that come in with this diagnosis ever come to surgical resection, because 80 to 85% of them, by the time they're diagnosed, the cancer is already too far advanced.
Well, I really don't know where to go with that one, except to say, is there a way that we're, you know, I read about this stuff where cancer sends markers into the blood. Maybe that's, now I'm just being a guy reading a newspaper talking to a brilliant scientist, but what about that stuff?
So we are working on that. There are certain things in people's blood now that we're starting to test. So we can detect actually circulating tumor cells in the blood and circulating tumor DNA in the blood.
Okay.
And these are just small quantities of tumor cells that escape into the bloodstream. And we have methods now of being able to access those cells from the blood and be able to study those a little bit further. But we're really at an infancy of that type of technology in terms of being able to get it out to daily patient care right now.
Well, I want you on my show every year until you find a cure for that one. We're going to talk about all the progress that's being made because everybody knows somebody or is one degree of separation from somebody on the pancreatic cancer world. And doctor, I just want to give you all that I can to push you and press you towards that. But you're heading up all kinds of things over there. So what are some of the initiatives that you're going to bring to Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center?
Well, as we talked about, pancreas is you know, a number one killer in this country, and we've made minimal progress. We're actually recruiting additional world-class scientists to develop a pancreas institute here, and we should have pretty much one of the leading centers in the world in terms of pancreas cancer clinical management and treatment. Now, I said that the majority of the people come in with advanced disease. But with some of the novel therapies we have, we're treating patients, you know, prior to surgical resection to be able to try to treat them and shrink their tumors to the point that we can get them to surgical resection. And we have many novel clinical techniques, including electroporation of the tumor, ablation of the tumor, and complex surgical techniques that are not being done anywhere in the entire state of Florida that we are able to do over here and really bring more patients to the operating room to try to cure them of their cancers.
Well, doctor, you know, what I'd like to know is how do people get more information or find you on the internet? I mean, they can look at the flyer and on my website for information on how to find you, but, you know, how would they find you from UHealth, from the website or from phone numbers or perhaps from your institute somewhere?
Yeah, sure. It's they can get on the UHealth website at any time or the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center website. A phone number they can directly contact us would be 305-243-4902. That would come right into surgical oncology, and we would be happy to talk to anybody at any time.
Well, you're terrific. I'm so glad to have you on the team with Dr. Nimer and Dr. Livingstone. You are terrific. I'm so glad to have you added here to the UHealth family and to be here to protect myself and my family. One last question, doctor. How did you choose South Florida leaving Vandy? Vandy's got a great school.
Vandy's got a great school. Lots of great things were happening there. What truly impressed me was the trajectory that Sylvester was taking over here, the leadership of Dr. Livingstone and Dr. Nimer within the Department of Surgery and the Cancer Center itself, and the direction that they wanted to go in terms of building a world-class center. I was right on board.
Well, listen, I'm so pleased and proud to have you in the community. I'm a GI patient. I don't want to tell you what I've got, but thank God it hasn't got anything to do with pancreatic cancer. But I hope I do get to meet you socially over there at Sylvester. The team of people that they're bringing together there, the deans and the doctors that you mentioned, Dr. Nimer and Livingstone, amazing. What a great resource you're building in our community. And I personally want to thank you for coming to Miami and bringing your talents to South Beach.
Yeah, it's been a true pleasure being here. And, you know, I look forward to greater things. And I look forward to meeting you, not as a patient, but on the social scene.